Chazar Zechnish Bechazar Shagam Bechazar Zorom Daf Kof Yud Gimel Zok Yomar Reflect Gimel. What's meant when the Mishnah refers to burning the Paraduma outside of its pit? So Rish Lakish said it means it was done outside the area that had been checked to assure that there's no Tumas Meis there. Yechon said that can't be correct because all the Eretz Yisrael is considered to be checked. Rather, the Mishnah refers to a case where the Paraduma was burned inside Yerushalayim. In fact, Gimel, why doesn't he explain the case as referring to where it was checked outside Yerushalayim but not opposite the opening of the Heichel? Where Adar Bar Ahava learns from a Hekesh that it's necessary for the Paraduma to be valid, that it has to be done opposite the opening of the Heichel. And you can't say Rabbi Yechon doesn't darshan this Tekesh because we find that he explicitly does darshan this Tekesh to teach us halacha. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon is saying that certainly if it was shechted in the wrong place outside Yerushalayim, it would be puzzled. But the Mishnah is saying even more, that if it was shechted inside Yerushalayim, even though it's closer to the Heichel, and we would therefore think maybe possibly it should be kosher, it's also puzzled. In fact, what's the point of Machalim between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish? And for the Gemara, Rish Lakish holds that the Mabul was in Eretz Yisrael as well, and we have to be concerned that there are people buried deep underground from the Mabul. Whereas Rabbi Yechon holds that there was no Mabul in Eretz Yisrael. They actually both dash in the same pasuk, but dash in it differently with these different results. In fact, our mission describes the process of how certain children were raised in environments that precluded the possibility of the child becoming tamei from a mace, and these tarred children would then draw water for the paraduma process if needed. The mission says that when going to the stream to draw the water, the child would be transported on a board over the back of an ox so that the board would act as an oil over the ground just in case it was a mace buried in at some point along the way. It says also additional ways which they would make sure to protect them for, and the water from Tumas Meis. Now, we clearly see that there was a concern with Tumas Meis in Eretz Yisrael as well. And for Tamar, Rav Huna, son of Rav Yeshua, said this was all done as an added chum of paraduma, but by strict halacha, it did not have to be done. For that, Tamar, Rav Yechon, and asked, the Bryce says that they once found human bones in the wood storage area of the Beis HaMikdash, and they therefore wanted to be geyser tum on all of Yerushalayim. Rav Yeshua stood up and said, that would be a disgrace. He said, we're all the dead of the Mabul. We're all the dead of the Nebuchadnezzar. None of these were ever found in Eretz Yisrael. We see from over here the Mabul didn't exist in Eretz Yisrael. And Vitamar Rish Lakish would say, can it be that the dead of Nebuchadnezzar were not in Eretz Yisrael? Of course they were. Rather, it means that they were there and they were moved away. The same can be said about the dead of the Mabul. So the Mabul was there, but the Mason were moved away. Vitamar still would seem to show that they have been moved away, which means Eretz Yisrael is free from Tumah. And Vitamar, they were moved from Yerushalayim, but maybe not from the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, since the paraduma is done outside Yerushalayim, the place of its avodah had to be checked for tumah. Others said that it was Rish Lakish who asked, based on Rabbi Yeshua, that since we know the dead of Nebuchadnezzar were there, it must be that he was saying that the dead of the Mabul were there as well. To that, Rabbi Yechanan answered, it may be that the dead of Nebuchadnezzar were there, but the dead of the Mabul were not. In fact, the Rabbi Rish Lakish asked, that the pasuk says that everything that was on dry land died. This seems to include even the living things in Eretz Yisrael. Now, according to me, Zakish Lakish, the reason the living things in Eretz Yisrael died is because the Mabul was there. However, according to you, why did they die? There was no Mabul, Rabbi Yechanan. And for tomorrow, the Gemara explains that, like Rabbi Yechanan will say, they die because of the extreme heat, like Rav Chista learns from a pasuk. Others say Rabbi Yechanan asked based on this pasuk. He said the pasuk says that everything on the dry land died. According to me, there was dry land because Eretz Yisrael didn't have the Mabul. However, according to you, there was no dry land in the entire world. And for tomorrow, Shlokesh said it refers to the living things that on the areas that used to be dry land. And it comes to exclude, like Rav Chista said, that the fish did not die. The Gemara, there's a humongous animal called the Re'im, which survived the Mabul, although it was too large to fit into the Teva. According to Rabbi Yechanan, we can understand that it survived, it went there to Yisrael. According to Rish Lakish, how did it survive? And for the Gemara, Yane said, there were baby Re'im that were brought into the Teva that survived. Rabbi Rechana asked that, he said, I saw a baby Re'im, and it was tremendous, way too large to fit into the Teva. Rabbi Yechanan said, its head went into the Teva. In fact, even its head was too large to fit into the Teva. The Gemara says, rather, the tip of the nose went into the Teva, and that's how it survived. In fact, the Rabbi Yechanan said that there was no Mabul in Eretz Yisrael, so why is he giving another way for the Re'im to have survived? The Gemara says, he doesn't need this terrace, but he's answering according to the view of Rish Lakish. In fact, the Teva's movement would cause its nose to slip out. Rish Lakish said it dug its horns into the Teva to stay in place. In fact, Rav Chista said that the water was boiling water, so how did it survive? After tomorrow, we see that the Teva didn't burn up, and the Melech HaBoshen survived in the water. There must have been a nace that the side of the Teva remained cool, and that's how all these things survived. In fact, when we find the Rish Lakish said that all the dead of the Mabul ended up settling in Bavel, where I said, yeah, most did, but some of them may have become rooted in Eretz Yisrael as they rolled down to Bavel. Mishnah said, sorry, Mishnah Aleya. Our Mishnah says that the goat sent to the Azazel is excluded from the Chir for one who shechts it outside because it's not fit to be brought. However, Bryce says different. The Bryce says the Pasuk forbids shechting a carbon outside the Azara. The Pasuk says, the word carbon alone would suggest even Bedek Abayis animals are included in the prohibition. That means because it's also a carbon. They're called carbon. The Pasuk therefore says, the Isser only applies to animals that are fit to be brought to the entrance of the Yoyal Moyed. Still, we would think that the the sort of lazozel is included because it's brought to the entrance of the El Moed for the Geirul and the Smicha. Mar says the pasuk. Therefore, says Lashem, which teaches only Kabbalah to offer to Hashem are included. We see that the Brice bases this on the word of Lashem. It's different than we learned in the Mishnah. And for Gemara, the Brice is referring to the goat before the Geirul is done, whereas the Mishnah is referring to the goat after the Geirul was done. In fact, even after the Geirul, the goat is still fit to be at Pesach El Moed for the video of the Kohen Gadol. Rather, Zok Gemara, Rav Mani said, the Brice is referring to the goat before the video is done. The Mishnah is referring to the goat after the video is done. It's no longer fit to be brought to Pesach El Moed.